The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 25th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Okay, I know it's already a few days after Thanksgiving, but let's start with how to roast a turkey in 10 easy steps. Step 1, defrost turkey. Step 2, drink glass of wine. Step 3, place turkey in oven. Step 4, drink another glass of wine. Step 5, preheat the degree to 400 ovens. Step 6, drink two more glasses. Step 7, roast the wine for 4 hours. Step 8, glass yourself a wine of pour. Step 9, tough the turkey. And finally, step 10, bless the meal and call a cab. Hey, we are thankful you could join us on this holiday weekend edition of the program. I am the Snowman, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your holiday weekend, which we are here to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Hey, instead of the regular Health Hotline news, which we usually have for you in a matter of minutes, we have a little different programming for this holiday edition of Dr. Health. So we'll be still having some important information for you, but our guest lineup will be as follows. First, David Wattemul, the CEO of Cardax Pharmaceuticals, highlights a recent conference that was held here in Honolulu that can dramatically improve your health if you use information that they had. And we'll hear more about that in just a few minutes with him. Also, later this hour, a primer on hormones, how to have harmonious holiday hormones, because hormones are the basis of all your health. It's just, you can't have a healthy body and a healthy mind without having healthy balance of hormones. And so we'll hear from an expert on that a little later this hour. Plus, a special report on comfort foods, how to make them more comfortable to your health as well as your taste buds. You know, everybody eats for comfort, for taste and for cravings. Most people have sometimes unnatural cravings, but we'll tell you how you can enjoy your foods, some of your favorite foods, and make them healthy for your body as well. And plus, surprising and shocking information of how McDonald's, the king of fast food restaurants, was actually responsible for the slow food movement. How did that happen? We'll tell you. All right. Also, with just a few minutes left in this segment, I want to get to our quote of the week, or thankful words for nurses. Nurses help newborns take their first breaths and grandparents take their last. In between those bookend breaths, nurses make scared children feel safe, scarred women feel beautiful, wounded men feel whole. We want to just reach out and thank all the nurses out there in the world and in Radio Land for doing what you do. We are just so appreciative of that branch of medicine. Every branch of medicine pretty much has nurses. Well, a lot of them do. And doctors as well as nurses. The doctors could not do what they do without the nurses and vice versa. But sometimes they're unsung heroes of the medical profession and our healthcare as we know it. All right, let's see. We have, a minute left? I think Let's see. We'll go to this article on expensive nocebos hurt more. People experience stronger side effects when a treatment seems more costly. The nocebo effect, as it's called, happens when people have bad side effects after being told there's a chance they might feel them. This is research from the University Medical Center in Hamburg, Germany. They created two packages for the same cream, told volunteers that they treat itchy skin. Well, one package looked like an expensive pharmaceutical product, while the other looked like a cheaper generic medication. The participants were shown a cream and told it could increase sensitivity to pain. Well, what happened? Those using the cheaper-looking cream said they felt 3% more pain compared with the control cream that was described as having no active ingredients. But get this, those given the expensive cream felt nearly 30% more pain. Oh, boy, I don't want any pill-cebos or no-cebos. I want a placebo, you know, so I can play more and pain less. Let's see what's coming up on next hour's show. Medicinal botanicals on the menu, one in particular that has grown on all of our islands here in Hawaii, especially on the island of Kauai. And we are joined now on the island of Kauai by Steve Fraley, our guest in next hour's show. Good morning, Steve. How the health are you?
I am doing wonderful. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being there. And I know in next hour's program, we're going to talk a little bit about something you've been involved with for about 40 years. And that plant is noni, a botanical that's used, well, it was also known as and still is known as nature's aspirin. Or Polynesian aspirin, and it's used around the world for a lot of health benefits, one being chronic pain as well as acute pain. And we'll talk about inflammation and diabetes and all the other applications, and using it externally as well for various skin afflictions. But so we want to give people a little primer on that next hour's show. But also I wanted to have you on this hour because we have Caroline's Christmas food and craft fair coming up. Actually, it's going on right now, this morning, 10 o'clock to, 9 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow,
correct,
from 10 to 5 tomorrow at the Blaisdell Center. And you're going to have a booth there. Tell us what booth number.
It's booth 641. We're in the food section, which is a very popular section because we are raw food, although we do have lotions.
Okay.
So when they come in between the exhibition hall and the arena, they'll come in the hall. If you turn left, all the food booths are over in the far left, and you'll find us over there. You come down to the end of an aisle, you'll see the banner, a picture from our farm here on Kauai in Hawaiian Organic Noni, and we're there with bells and whistles on.
Bells and whistles. That means just look for Santa Claus without the opu, without the big stomach. Okay. And well, let's see. Do you have a beard now or not? I'm wondering if I
do have a white beard.
A white beard, just like Santa.
I don't let it go real long.
Okay. So if you just picture a fit, spelt Santa, that's Steve Fraley. Yeah. And so look for him. all right. And you're going to have, 15, 20% off most of the products that you have there?
All the products we have at the booth, all of our products are there. The fruit leather, all the lotions in different sizes, the bio bandage, people and pet, and everything. Based upon the product, they're 15 to 20% off. Say $4 to $5. And we have also testers there. If people have pain or skin conditions, they come in free, put it on, walk around, see what happens.
Great.
The pain goes away really quickly. And we have samples of the fruit leather you can taste, which tastes like blue cheese.
Hmm.
And you take internally. So.
Okay, good. And any other free offers or promotions that you might have?
Yes, because we're on the radio now. The first five people that come up and say, David Snow is such a nice guy, they get a choice of any one of the 4-ounce lotions for free.
For free?
David
Snow that's a good price.
Is a nice guy.
No. Well, you know, at this holiday season, I was wondering whether to be naughty or nice. I have outfits for both. I mean, sometimes I'm on the fence whether to be naughty or nice. But I'm usually nice because we have such nice listeners.
Always nice.
We always have such nice listeners. So hopefully you'll have a lot of nice people coming up to your booth. I was referring to like your internet ads or, you know, you have promotions from time to time on the website, and that's what I was referring to.
Well, Black Friday will be going on. right after that.
Well, you should create a Green Friday because Noni is green.
Yeah. Well, they start green, but they turn white.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
We'll have a white Friday.
And if anybody wants to talk about Noni, come on down. I've been growing it for 35 years.
Right, right.
Just a tremendous plant and tree.
And we'll hear from you. Yeah, no, it is, and I've been to your farm too, and you have free farm tours, which we'll talk about next hour. But we'll talk about everything next hour regarding Noni and its medicinal as well as nutritional applications, both externally and internally for people and for pets. And so you'll have the pet products there, as you mentioned, at the Blaisdell Center. So just to recap, to repeat one more time, the Caroline's Christmas Food and Craft Fair going on this morning and all the way to 9 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow from 10 to 5, booth 641, you'll just look for them in the food area, the Noni, the Hawaiian Organic Noni, for free samples, specials, and free products for the first five people.
And David Snow is such a nice guy.
Just mention Dr. Health Radio. All right, Steve. Well, thanks for being nice being on the radio us. And good luck. We'll hear from you. You're not dismissed until you're on next hour's show, and then you can go to the Blaisdell and be at the booth.
Well, we look forward to seeing anybody wants to come down and talk about Noni, or come on down.
All right. Great. Okay. Thanks for being with us, Steve. Appreciate it.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Just ahead, David Wadamol recapping a recent scientific conference that was held here in Honolulu that revealed valuable insights and information on how people can use integrative medicine to improve their health. And that's your health. Their health is your health. So we'll have more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. Stick around here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Hawaii's number one health talk show.
I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness can all be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk. But a simple blood test can detect the problem, and with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Tired of suffering from the three B's? Burp, belch, and bloat? Worried about the reported side effects of antacids? Want to improve your digestion, absorption, and regularity with a safe and effective product? Then stop by your nearest natural food store and ask for a bottle of Enzalaze. Enzalaze provides 12 high-potency digestive enzymes to rapidly boost your body's ability to digest a wide variety of foods. And that means rapid relief for you. In fact, Enzalaze is so potent that just one capsule is all you normally need, unlike other products which often require you to take several with each meal. So if you're over 40, overweight, don't always eat right, or sometimes eat late, take Enzalaze, the most advanced enzyme supplement you can take. You'll find Enzalaze at your nearest health store or go to www.enzalaze.net. Enzalaze, the fastest acting medical strength digestive enzyme.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on Hawaii's number one health talk show, Dr. Health Radio. It's 100% pure, unadulterated health talk radio with no preservatives added, I might add. After all, the only thing we want to do is preserve your health. And here to help us do that is the CEO of Cardax Pharmaceuticals, David Wadamal, who was part of the recent Pacific Regenerative Medicine Conference at the Hawaii Convention Center just a few weeks ago. And I want to recap that with David, and we want to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, David. How the health are you?
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Hey, great to have you as a guest, albeit for a mini interview about because most people did not attend this conference, and yet it's something that was for everybody because you talked a lot about regenerative medicine, and I know that you sat on a panel. Tell us what was involved in. First of all, let's set the stage and tell people what the medical conference was all about at Pacific Regenerative Medicine.
Well, what we organized the conference around was the concept that regenerative medicine, improving one's health to improve one's longevity, is an important topic, and we tried to do it in a very scientific way with all the evidence that we could present. We presented a lot of evidence around the role of inflammation in health and longevity,
mm-hmm.
and others looked at other things from everything from things like hula and tai chi, all the way to knee replacement. So we had a wide variety of potential impacts on longevity.
So in other words, alternative or holistic medicine, kind of marrying the two together with conventional or orthodox medicine.
Yes, and okay. that's a big area. That we think that's where the future of medicine and health are going to intersect.
Mm-hmm. Well, 27 years ago when I started the show, that was my whole reason for being, for starting Dr. Health Radio was at the time, a quarter century ago, there was a lot of adversity. I mean, my medical friends would say, why do you have those holistic people on all the time? And then my holistic people would say, those doctors you have on those MDs, they don't know anything about nutrition, and they're just wanting to, write out a prescription or perform surgery. And so anyway, but now it's finally come together to where it's integrative or complementary medicine, where you take the best of all worlds, or you're eclectic, and no matter what branch of medicine it might be, bottom line is results with the minimum side effects and the downside. So it's the risk benefit ratio. So tell us, you were on a panel yourself. Now tell us what aspect of regenerative medicine you covered over there.
Yeah, so we covered the role of inflammation in many different areas in health and longevity, and there is some very interesting new data around the role of inflammation and its ability to impact cardiovascular disease by itself, independent of bad cholesterol, LDL, or any of the other lipids.
Which is our nation's number one killer, cardiovascular disease. More people die of that than anything else, over 20%. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so the latest research shows very convincingly and excitingly, we think, that impacting inflammation alone has an impact on major cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that your company, Cardax Pharmaceuticals, has done a lot of research, and you actually have a product called Xanthosin, which is a safe inflammatory or anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Tell us how that fits into this equation or picture.
Well, we think that addressing inflammation with a safe product that has an FDA GRAS, that stands for Generally Recognized as Safe designation, that can actually reduce inflammation, and with more than 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and 50 phase two type human clinical trials behind it is a breakthrough in the ability to deliver anti-inflammatory health benefits.
And the product is made of astaxanthin, which is a carotenoid. It's a carotene-like compound, right, that's found in nature. So it's not, it's available without a prescription. It's not a pharmaceutical per se, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it is over-the-counter, it's available at all the GNC stores here in Hawaii. And we've announced that we were recently going to go to all the mainland stores as well. And astaxanthin is a compound I think we're all familiar with. It makes salmon pink.
And flamingos pink as well at the zoo.
Absolutely.
Right. And so if people are – and a lot of times it's used as a food coloring. The farm salmon is actually fed astaxanthin to give it that pink flesh color. Otherwise, it wouldn't have the pigment that natural wild salmon would have because the – and it's really from the algae, right? The fish eat the algae, and that's why they have that in their tissue.
Yeah, so it actually comes up the food chain typically from the algae to smaller fish to, you know, to salmon. Mm-hmm. Different salmon eat different types of fish or krill, as well. But interestingly, without it, it's not just about making salmon pink. Salmon without it are gray, yes, but they're smaller.
Ah.
They get more infections.
Oh, interesting.
They don't reproduce as well, and they're not strong enough to swim upstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the aha moment that we had when we said, well, this is not just about pink. This is about something much more profound and important biologically. It's actually a nutrient. At the same time, it's an anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
And so we think that's the breakthrough.
All right. Now, what potency does xanthosin come in? What can people buy off, or, you know, over the counter?
Yeah, so it comes in 12-milligram capsules, and there's bottles of either 60 counts or 30 counts.
All right. Now, this is something that's good for the skin, too. Some people use it kind of as an internal sunscreen, if you will. And I know that I've I've met with Dr. Nicholas Perricone, who wrote the best-selling book, The Wrinkle Cure. He's a dermatologist, and it's his first go-to supplement for all his patients, for himself. He's big on astaxanthin for skin health and repair and renovate. Rejuvenation of the skin, basically. So anything that's anti-inflammatory internally is also going to be good for your skin and externally as well, right?
Well, we certainly believe that inflammation plays a significant role in many of these issues, and that those seeking, I think, to maximize their health and longevity would be well served to look at their inflammatory health.
Mm-hmm. Now, so with this panel, what was the gist of it? Give us an idea of what was accomplished. Is it just making doctors more aware of this research and the availability of a product like this as an alternative to maybe some of the prescription drugs that are rife with side effects or, the extra expense or the downsides, which this does not seem to have, actually?
No, that's true. That's we have not found any of the side effects that you find with other anti-inflammatory things like GI bleeds.
Liver failure,
liver failure, kidney problems, cardiovascular risks, et cetera. But also, in addition to an education awareness, we also talked on this panel about the concept of this product being developed in Hawaii. There's also the concept of the anti-aging gene that was found in Hawaii.
Oh, right. Yes, we had Dr. Yes. Bradley Wilcox on back in September. He's a professor at the University of Hawaii in gerontology. And tell us about. Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to interject that bit of information.
Yes, and so in research that we did in collaboration with Dr. Wilcox, we demonstrated that one of our astaxanthin products did indeed activate the anti-aging gene, the important new one, actually, called FOXO3. And so that was a great breakthrough, again, for us. And as a result, the National Institutes of Health has chosen us as one of their top anti-aging
products. That's huge. Wow. And how long is that research going to go on, or that study?
Yeah, so they're looking at this at extending the life of mice,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably a couple years of time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably be a couple years there, on that. And then we actually also talked in the panel about the concept of using this this research that's done in Hawaii, the anti-aging research, what we've done with Xanthosin, and the actual many other aspects to health and longevity, diet, exercise, hula, tai chi, things that can be brought to bear to really maximize one's overall health and longevity around the concept of Hawaii as a center of excellence for anti-aging and anti-inflammatory activity.
Wow, that is it's putting us on the map, and we're already the healthiest state in the nation, so it's giving us even more fuel for that particular title. Well, I can't thank you enough. Just as a few more ending questions here, and that is the you mentioned the dosage or the potency was 12 milligrams. So is that a one a day, two a day? What's the dose? How much should people take?
Yeah, so our bottle says one capsule a day, so we certainly stand by that. But there are people who decide to take more. Certainly, we feel is safe at higher doses as well. So I think you can do a lot to look at seeing what works best for you.
Yeah, just like whether it's a nutraceutical or a pharmaceutical, there's a maintenance dose for most products, and then there's a therapeutic dose. So people need to find their own range. But as you say, because it's non-toxic and there's no side effects undesirable, it's pretty safe to just kind of experiment with yourself. When should you take it? Is that important to No, when do people just take it when they wake up in the morning, or should they take it with food, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it's best, after a meal with some healthy fat in it. It is a lipophilic compound, which means it likes to be around fat, and the fat that is present in the diet will help its absorption.
And so maybe take it with your vitamin A, D, and E, the other fat-soluble vitamins together? Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so taking it with a meal, not on an empty stomach. The absorption, there's other astaxanthin products on the market. How's the absorption of Xanthosin versus the other astaxanthin products?
Well, we have a special formulation of Xanthosin, which we manufacture through a process called natural product synthesis. And the result is a product that is very highly absorbed. In fact, we did a head-to-head study with one of the leading microalgal-derived astaxanthin dietary supplements, and we got almost three times the absorption of Xanthosin compared to one of our competitors.
So it's going to be more economical as well, if all things considered.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's how much gets in.
Exactly, right. It's not how much you take, it's how much you absorb and assimilate. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, with the Honolulu Marathon coming up, when you said pain and inflammation, I'm thinking, I've run the marathon, I'm not running it this year, but anybody running the marathon or doing competitive sports like that, this certainly would be a good adjunct to their dietary program and their just their whole workout routine, because a lot of people, it's surprising, David, and shocking, I might add, that of how many people take acetaminophen or these other analgesics or anti-inflammatories on a prophylactic basis. They take it as a preventative, or they'll take it before a run, knowing that they're gonna, if they don't, they're gonna be in pain after the run. So it's just mind-boggling how people can pop these pills and think they're so benign when they're far from it.
Absolutely. And the side effects of NSAIDs are well documented scientifically. I don't think there's any doctors out there who would recommend those on a chronic basis.
Right.
And especially not for people who are looking to improve their exercise performance or endurance. So something that is far safer, something like Xanthosin, or even some of our competitive astaxanthin products might be a very good choice.
Right. Okay. So Xanthosin, is there a website for it?
Yeah, it's www.xanthosin.com.
And that's Xanthosyn. So there's a newsie in town, Xanthosin. All right. Thanks so much, David Wattemoel, for being with us, and we look forward to hearing from you next year. And please keep us updated on the research going on with your product, as well as with the National Institutes of Health study that you're involved in.
Great. Well, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. There goes David Wattemoel from Cardax Pharmaceuticals. And here we go. We'll take a brief break, but we'll be back with more information on health, excuse me, and how to have healthy holiday hormones coming up in the next segment with our guest, Hugh Woodward. I got my W's mixed up there, but we'll talk about hormones and how they are so very important at this time of the year to get you through all the high-stress holidays. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Also, a little later, what you don't know about comfort foods and how McDonald's actually helped or created the slow food movement. A surprising story there as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Cranberry time of year. What is the best thing for urinary tract infections? There are some new findings. New research shows a link between air pollution and kidney disease. I'll have details on that. And you have to hear what doctors say fast food did to a young boy in China. He needed surgery, usually given just to women. It's coming up in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
In a minute, I'm going to drown in this pool, surrounded by friends and relatives. That's because Dad thinks Mom is watching me, and Mom thinks Dad is. But actually, nobody is watching me. And you rarely make a sound when you're struggling alone.
Don't assume someone else is watching. Become a water watchdog at abbyshope.org.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here on a holiday weekend edition of the program. Hey, it's Thanksgiving, but there's already 6 feet of snow on your radio when you tune in to Dr. Health every Saturday morning at 9 or Saturday evening at 9. We do the rebroadcast of the morning show. In this segment of the program, we're going to be talking about how to have and why you should have healthy holiday hormones with Hormonious Hugh Woodward. Good morning, Hugh. How the health are you?
Good morning, Dave Snow. It's the snowman, the coolest man on the radio.
Well, thanks for that title. Appreciate that. We want to keep people cool and healthy at this time of the year. And I know that you're going to be a guest on next week's show, so we want to just give people a preview of what we're going to be talking about. Actually, one thing that I have is a riveting story, and I'd shared some of the points with you. Six things that will increase your testosterone and six things that reduce your testosterone. And these are little-known things, some surprising and shocking things that people do every day or they should be doing every day that can either elevate the good hormones and suppress the bad ones or vice versa. So it's information that everyone needs to know. And also the information that everyone needs to know is the valuable information that you and your father, who's a medical doctor, have been researching and developing over the decades. How many years now has the DHEA preparations that your father originally developed, how long has that been available?
Well, available for the past 10 years.
Wow.
But under research and development for the past 30 years.
Right, so, right.
We've worked on it for a long time to get the mix just right for the DHEA cream called Twist 25 that we make and sell to folks.
And we're going to talk about not only the cream, but a lot of things having to do with hormones on next week's program, such as andropause, which, you know, people, women are familiar with menopause, and so are men. But andropause is not quite as well known, and all the symptoms are not quite as decipherable. And so people really need to know some of the things they could do, both lifestyle-wise and supplement or remedy, or kind of a remedial approach to things. And you're going to cover that on next week's show. And I know that at this time of the year, depression is rampant. It's sometimes epidemic, and it's probably the highest stress time of the year, highest incidence of depression at this time of the year as well during the holidays, with family dysfunctional families and everything. And that's a whole other show. But you can actually fight depression with if your hormone levels are at where they should be. It minimizes the effects of ever suffering from depression, which is a huge health concern and affecting about 20-25% of the population at some time. So we can talk about that next week as well. How are things going with people really knowing about DHEA, the Twist 25, which is a transdermal cream? It's not a supplement that you take per se, and it's not like some of these creams that are marketed, on late night TV or in the big box retailers or even health stores that, where there's really not a lot of research and it's a Me Too product. But yours is the real deal. And yet it's not the drug. It's not, even though it can raise testosterone, which we're going to talk about next week in detail, but it doesn't contain any testosterone per se, right? It's a so-called pro-hormone.
DHEA is a pro-hormone. It's a base building block for about 50 hormones in the body, and all the androgens and estrogens use it as a precursor. So what we say is use Twist 25 cream, make your own hormones. And it really helps to do that and keeps us healthy in so many ways. We sleep better, we've got more energy, more vitality, more of a base to make testosterone with. So it's a real important natural precursor hormone that we absorb and process in the skin. So it's really interesting, and a lot of people don't know about DHEA. So it's a really important thing. I'm excited to talk about with you on next week's show.
Yeah, and at this time of the year, with gift giving being it's the gift giving time of the year. Being what it is, there's no better present than the present or the gift of health, and both to yourself and to loved ones. So this would be, even though it's an unconventional gift, imagine getting a tube or a bottle of Twist 25 DHEA cream in your Christmas stocking. people are going to say, whoa, this is different.
It makes people happier and healthier. How can you go wrong with that? Right?
Happy cream, yes, and healthy. Healthy cream as well, that's for sure. And how long does it usually take? And we'll get into detail on dosing and everything next week. But typically, how long does it take for people to start feeling results? Like if they ordered it, say, today from you, would by the time our next show rolls around next Saturday, would they feel anything? Of course, it'll take a few days to get.
Yeah, it takes 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks,
really,
okay.
Start to feel the benefits of the cream when it's when it's doing what it's doing for you, because it's a base for hormones. So you're just giving your body a cursor back that it uses to do a lot of different things. It helps the immune system, helps cardiovascular health, bone strength. It the vitality and the anti-depression effects. Really, it takes a few weeks to begin to notice all those different things. It's lots of stuff, good things happening in the body, and no dangerous side effects.
So, right.
And it doesn't increase your risk of cancer, reduces your risk of cardiovascular disease. All good things, no bad. So it's a really smart thing to do.
So with this, you know, with only a few weeks left in the year, Hugh, it seems like this might be a good way to get a jump on New Year's health resolutions and ring in the new year with a healthier you, you know, and more energetic 2018.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you really think about it, instead of waiting until the new year and then starting it and waiting the 2 or 3 weeks that you mentioned it takes to is the lag time until you really start feeling it. So why not see and feel the difference so that by the time January 1st rolls around, you're going to be ready for the new year and you'll have more energy and vitality because of it.
Well, and it helps you not to store things away as fat. It helps you to burn things you eat. So during the holiday season here, where we all tend to eat and drink a little bit more than we should, maybe, you know, it helps us to burn that and not store it away as fat. And that's something we all want to do. And we need to start doing that now, not once we're already saying, ooh, I put on a little weight here.
Well, you know, and my...
Start now.
Yeah, right. I mean, now is the time to get healthy, that's for sure. Now it's the now diet and the today, or I should say the today diet, which I have talked about in the past. People talk, you know, in my life, I've been a runner and I've also been a racer. I used to race cars. So whether it's shoes or tires, I guess, you know, burn rubber to burn blubber, right? And so
I like it.
Let's use that term, and so people will have more energy to do things, and they'll be burning more fat in the process, because energy, you know, fat is just a measure. It's stored energy, really, and the way they measure calories is. One calorie is a measurement of energy, the energy that the fat contains. So anyway, that's good advice that you've given us today. And if people want to kind of jump the gun and get ahead of next week's show, can they already order it? Or I know we're going to give out the number next week, but you want to give it out today just for people that might want it?
Go to DHEAcream.com and put in the coupon code DAVE. And we're doing a little special here. You'll get an extra 15% off of the price in addition to quantity discounts. So you kind of get a double whammy savings.
Okay.
So put in coupon code DAVE, and all lowercase, and you'll get an extra 15% off. And do that. Go to 888, which is a toll-free number, 888-489-4782. And you can call us, or you can go to the website at DHEAcream.com order online, and that's kind of a special deal for your listeners only.
Or they could Google Twist 25. Would that come up also?
Okay. Or twist25.com. We've got a website both places, twist25.com or DHEAcream.com, or just Google best DHEA cream and you'll find us.
All right. On that note, Hugh, thank you so much, and keep doing the twist until we hear from you again next week at this same time.
All right, Snowman. Stay cool.
All right. Harmonious Hugh. There goes Hugh Woodward. And here we go with just a commercial or two to keep the lights on, and when we come back, what you don't know about comfort foods. It's not so they're not always so comfortable, but we'll tell you how they can comfort your health, and just a few changes to make, a few little tweaks to your holiday festive feasts, and then also how McDonald's actually helped to spur the slow food movement, and they're the king of fast foods. How does that happen? You'll find out when we return from this brief break here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed
peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, you can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your personal physical instructor, Jack LaLanne. You know, I have a very, very important message. And the first exercise I want you to do, to make sure you tune in every Saturday to the Dr. Health Radio Show with David Snow.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow on your radio. Hey, we're not here to judge you. You must eat this. You shouldn't eat that. You have to exercise 2 hours a day. No, but we are here to nudge you with tips on living a healthier life. And here's a few. All of you eating the comfort food for this Thanksgiving weekend. You know, unfortunately, the thing about comfort food is they don't always comfort the mind. Comfort the taste buds, that's for sure. The fast fix of fats and sugars and all the things that people crave. But 1 in 5 Americans has been diagnosed with anxiety, although, you know, that number sometimes is actually much higher than that. And two-thirds of sufferers don't even seek medical help. So what's happening? Well, it's a combination of genetics and brain chemistry and, of course, life circumstances. They all play roles, of course. But as it turns out, so do our eating habits. In fact, the average American diet promotes anxiety, according to psychiatrist James Gordon, the founder of a mind-body medicine clinic in Washington, D.C., and he's also the author of Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. And, you know, food affects your mood, folks. He talks about unhealthy fats and refined sugars and flours, how they weaken your emotional resilience and also can spur anxiety. So remember, diet is the only way your brain really gets what it needs, the neurotransmitters, the chemicals it makes to run. I mean, it's like a computer. You need the energy to run the computer, and that's food for the brain. That's what it uses to make the serotonin, and you've heard of dopamine and GABA, the gamma aminobutyric acid, which is kind of the main inhibitory neurotransmitter in your system. It's kind of an anti-caffeine compound. But I don't want to get into the neurotransmitters in detail, but it's just, I just want to say that they're raw ingredients of mood is food. And maintaining a healthy brain and a gut is vital to keep your anxiety at bay. And there's a lot more research now on the gut-brain connection as well as the gut-heart-brain connection, that axis as well. But anyway, a calm brain requires, more than almost anything, a steady level of blood sugar. And that's where Americans really get into trouble because, you know, your body makes more glucose by using cortisol. If you don't have enough sugar, that is, glucose, it will pull protein out of your muscle tissue and use cortisol to do that, and then it delays. If you delay meals, that also puts a demand on cortisol output, which breaks down muscle tissue and leaves your blood sugar less stable. And then you have a cortisol surge that leaves you jittery and irritable, you know, can you say anxiety? And the problem with sugary snacks, which people reach for when they're anxious, is it fools the brain into releasing the neurotransmitter serotonin, which is your calming neurotransmitter. And that's why we crave sweets and carbohydrates when we're stressed. But the problem is this backfires because sweets, as well as other refined carbohydrates, cause your pancreas to release the hormone insulin, which you've heard of, and that drives sugar out of the blood and into the cells, and the resulting low blood sugar crash, you also feel anxiety, you know, and as well as fatigue and dizziness and maybe even heart palpitations. So you got to keep your blood sugar steady. One way to do that is protein. It doesn't have to be beef or steak or, you know, meat proteins. Plant proteins work too, and they help to contribute to a sense of calm, as well as and there's some that, you know, the amino acids in protein, there's certain amino acids such as phenylalanine that stimulate or excite the nervous system. But tryptophan, you know, a lot of you have heard of the turkey hangover, the tryptophan hangover. turkey is rich in tryptophan, but it's not as much tryptophan as you think. It's more that everybody overeats, and that's what causes the sleepiness and grogginess and the so-called Thanksgiving hangover the next day because you just had too much of everything, including the turkey. So there you go. And then just a note on fats and how they affect anxiety and can help increase your calmness and feeling of serenity. It's because 60% of your, almost 60% of your brain is fat. And chiefly, there's two dietary fats, the omega-6s and omega-3 fatty acids, and they play a huge role in your brain health because your body can't manufacture these fats. That's why they're called essential fatty acids, because your body can't make them on its own. You have to get them from your foods. And most people get too many omega-6s, which play a role in pro-inflammatories, processes in the body, whereas omega-3s, such as fish and flax and algae, they tend to be anti-inflammatory omega acids, and that makes the brain cells more permeable, and it helps to your nerve transmission to be more nimble and speedy. Okay, and then finally, just a note on this, concerning comfort foods, and that is. People reach for the comfort drug, the world's most popular drug, and it's legal, and it's, of course, caffeine, or as I call it, fake awake. And that can exacerbate anxiety because it interferes with your body's normal cortisol arc, the normal cycle. Cortisol is the body's natural stimulant. That's why it's highest in the morning at about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, because that's when it peaks. You want that. And then it tapers off during the day. But what people do is they goose it by drinking coffee or caffeinated drinks during the day so that it keeps up that peak. But then, you know, you're tricking the body into releasing more epinephrine and the hormones. But then it's going to have a wearing down effect over the long run. I mean, once in a while, you know, most people do fine, by the way, with small amounts of caffeine. And if it's on a semi-regular basis, if it's periodically that you use caffeine, I don't have a problem with it. But it's the problem is that you build up a tolerance. And most people, the average American drinks 3.5 to 4 cups of coffee a day. And now the caffeine is much stronger. It's like marijuana, you know, 20, 30 years ago, back in the 70s, marijuana was only one-tenth the potency as it was today. Well, it's not quite the same difference with caffeine, but it's 2 or 3 times the caffeine content now in a cup of coffee because, number one, the portions are bigger, and number two, sometimes it is a stronger brew of coffee, especially when you go out to the local coffee shops. They tend to have 2 or 3 times the caffeine as a home-brewed cup would have. And then finally on caffeine, and I'll get off my caffeine soapbox here, but try to cut down by cutting your normal coffee consumption in half or mixing it with decaf. And, you know, people say, oh, I just like the taste of coffee. Well, and I say, well, there's decaf. Oh, no, don't get, I don't want to get decaf. No decaf for me. Love that. You really know where their head is really at, you know, even though from what they say versus what they do. And then if you drink black tea, you might switch to green tea, which is lower in caffeine and higher in the polyphenols, the beneficial compounds, the antioxidants that make tea so good for your health. All right. Okay. And then finally, and we'll leave this hour with this. Let's see. Okay. I went to, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Okay. You've heard of the slow food movement. Well, here's a history of it. The year was 1986, and McDonald's opened its first Golden Arches in Italy on Rome's Piazza di Spagna, and thousands of Italians poured into the square to protest, not to line up like they do here. they were questioning, was this the end of traditional Italian cuisine to be replaced by American fast food? God forbid. Well, enter Carlo Pratrini. He was a journalist in Italy, and he had an idea. Instead of fast food, he said, we must champion slow food, a culinary culture that celebrates time, history, and know-how. So he founded an organization aptly called Slow Food. It started in Italy. That's the history of slow food, the slow food movement. And soon people all over the world were getting together to talk about this, you know, the heritage turkeys and the seed saving and the heirloom tomatoes and such. And the most powerful thing that researchers say that slow food has done, the slow food movement, is to connect people, the farmers, the fisher folk, the cooks, the advocates of slow food, all these people who care about the same things that the other people do, and that's working toward a better food system. So many say that they offer thanks to McDonald's, many in the slow food movement, because if it hadn't invaded Italy, this the history of the slow food movement, we might never have rediscovered the joys of slow food. So hats off to Carlo Pratrini in Italy, because of, you know, he was protesting the McDonald's that opened in Rome. How about that? All right, that's it for this hour of the program. Stay tuned next hour as we have botanical medicine expert Steve Fraley joining us with news on how a particular Hawaiian herb can improve your health by a long shot, and also help in chronic pain that you might have and other health afflictions, and then just be a good tonic for good health. And then we'll also have our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, The Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Matters of Sexual Health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back for hour number two after the top of the hour of Fox News. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.